In the River on the Bank by Stephen Edwards. There were once four grasshoppers named Jack, James, June, and Jason. They were all the same size, all the same strength, and all the same wingspan. These four grasshoppers were inseparable. You never saw one without the other three. They even called themselves the Awesome Foursome. They lived on the garden in the western side of the riverbank. One summer, there were some dry winds that devoured all the plant life on the western side of the river and became so bad that there was not a green leaf for miles. These dry winds picked up moisture when they crossed the river and caused the plant life on the other side to flourish more than ever before. So, the Awesome Foursome decided that they would cross the river and get food in abundant supply. So they stood on the riverbank looking across, and their mouths watered for all the fruits and vegetables they saw on the other side. So Jack said to the rest of them, "Listen, I believe that we could fly to the other side, as we are strong enough and our wings are big enough." Everyone agreed. He continued, "Okay, on the count of three, we will all fly across. 1, 2, 3. Jack took off with a mighty leap, and into the air he went. He flew through one or two patches of strong wind, but he finally made it safe and sound. When he looked across on the other side, he saw the other three still on the western side of the riverbank. He asked, "What happened?" They replied, "We didn't think we could make it. Go ahead, Jack. We will catch up." So off Jack went to a life of abundance. James saw Jack made it, but still didn't think he had the confidence to fly over. He said to the other two, "You know what? I may not be able to fly over, but we could build a raft and sail across the river." The other two grasshoppers agreed. They all worked together to diligently build the raft. What a fine raft it was! James, looking at the fine raft and his two friends, said, "Let's go on the count of three. We will all sail across and meet up with Jack." 1, 2, 3. James pushed the raft into the water and away he went. While in the water, he realized June and Jason weren't on the raft. Turning, he asked, "What happened?" They replied, "We didn't think we could make it. You go ahead. We will catch up." James continued on the raft through rough waters. But 3 days later, he reached the eastern side of the riverbed to a life of abundance. June looked over to the other side of the river and with regret wished she had taken the last two opportunities. She looked to Jason and said, "The river must end or start somewhere. If we go along the river till we reach the mouth, we can cross the land and be there on the other side." So she took off to move alongside the river till she came to the mouth. Jason agreed and said that it is something he is sure he can do. June said, "All right, we will leave on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. And she took off. After a while, she noticed Jason wasn't moving. She turned and asked, "What's wrong?" Jason replied, "I do not know how long it would take to find the mouth of the river, and I wasn't sure you were going in the right direction. So I just stood on the bank looking over at the other side." June hit some bumps along the way, but she eventually reached the eastern side of the river. It took her 2 weeks, but she too went to a life of abundance. After a month, Jason was still at the western side of the riverbed, looking across until he was no more. The dry winds picked up his carcass and carried it to the eastern side of the bank. It took a year, but Jason finally arrived, but there was no life at all to be had. The end. From this story, we can take the following. 1. All the grasshoppers had what it took to fly across. But whether you tell yourself you can or you can't, believe you are always right. 2. Life waits for nobody. If you just stand on the riverbank looking across, you will never have life. You have to move by some means. And 3. Winds, waves, and bumps are part of life, but they can only stop you if you let them.